morning, ladies and gentlemen. Our first case for argument is United States versus Hernandez. Mr. Shobath.
May it please the court. Your Honors, I'm in the unenviable task of this morning acknowledging an authority that this court reached on August 30th and which the government has brought to the court's attention, United States versus Berhaida, which I think dooms this appeal. In Berhaida, this court ruled that when a defendant agrees that the mandatory guidelines should apply as part of the sentencing, that his essence waives that issue and can't complain and ask that the court remand and decide what the judge might do under an advisory guideline regime. Clearly, we contemplated that there might be the guidelines might not apply. Part of our plea agreement was that the guidelines should apply. I think that was a reasonable bargain in light of the nature of the offenses that were the underlying offense in this illegal reentry case. So I'm forced, I think, to agree that unless this court is going to overturn Berhaida and its reasoning, I don't see a way to distinguish this case from that case. So unless there are questions from the court, or unless there's a petition for rehearing filed and granted, which I don't think is going to happen, I don't think I have anything else to say this morning, Your Honors, unfortunately.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Mr. Shabbat. Mr. Fox, do you have anything to add?
Your Honor, just to agree with their position.
Could you say that in front of the... so that it'll be there for posterity.
May it please the court, we do agree with the defendant's position here that Berhaida controls and that he has waived the issue.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Mr. Shabbat, you were appointed, so we thank you for accepting the appointment. Okay, our next case...